All right, we had another good day with Jacksonville yesterday. More situations, saw some crowd noise. Try to make it as much like a game situation as we can. We're going to do more of that today. So kind of a mock game and work on substitutions and situations and so forth. So been a very productive week. Looking forward to today's practice and finishing up the week tomorrow. But this has been good for our football team. I think we've gotten better each period, each day, and that's what we need to do. We just need to grind it out day by day, period by period.
Bill, in what ways, if any, are these practices maybe even a little bit more beneficial to you guys than the game tomorrow?
I think the competitive level and the situations that we can create with certain players are different than what's going to come up in the game. So, it should be good.
I know it's only been 2 weeks, but what are the initial impressions of the rookie class and what's going on this year?
They're getting better. They're gaining on it. We'll see. This has been a good week for them. We'll see what happens Thursday night. Long way to go. Making progress, but a long way to go. Staying power and consistency is a big part of it, and there's no way to evaluate that until we get a little more time under our belt.
Harvey Longy and Adam Butler in particular seem to be getting a lot of snaps for undrafted guys. What have you seen from those guys so far?
They're trying. I mean, they're working hard. They're trying. A long way to go.
So is Butler more of a, I guess, pass rushing interior guys?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, kind of sticking with that undrafted theme, I guess, with Kenny Moore, you mentioned him, I guess, at some point last week, but he seemed to do some special team stuff. I'm not familiar with his special teams experience in college. Is this a new thing for him, or is it something that he had done a little bit at Del Tosta?
To be honest with you, most of the tape I saw on him was defense, but, it's a different game here in the punting game with guys able to go downfield early in college and not in here. The kickers are different, so even if it's the same, it's different. And so we'll evaluate him along with a lot of other players in that role and just see how it goes. But he's been competitive.
How important is it to some of these guys that are trying to win roster spots to be able to adapt quickly to that phase of the game, specifically the special team stuff, even if they're not familiar with it?
It is important, and again, a lot of college players don't get a lot of experience on special teams. They maybe play their freshman year, and then a lot of coaches use their freshmen and sophomores to use those roles, and then as the players that we get, who are generally the better players, play less in some of those phases in their last 2 or 3 years in college. So sometimes it's no experience, or sometimes it's experience, but 3 or 4 years ago. So a lot of players improve during the second, third, fourth year of college. So they're not really great comparisons of what a guy did his freshman year, or redshirt freshman year, or something like that. So, but these guys have all, they've adapted to it. They're trying to understand the speed of the game and the way the kicking game is executed at this level. But we'll see how it goes. Jacksonville, Joe does a great job. And Coach Marone, they do a great job with their special teams units. They have good specialists, so we'll see how it goes. That's a hard, can evaluate it in practice, but it's a little bit different in the games. We'll get a good look at it Thursday night, see what it looks like then. That'll be a good evaluation and a good test for us.
We've seen Burkhead have some success on goal line short yardage situations. Was that physicality something that was evident with him on tape in Cincinnati for a 210-pound back?
I think Rex has always been a good, hard running back in Nebraska and at the end of the season last year when he played for Cincinnati. So he hasn't had a ton of carries in the regular season in these 4 years, but he had a lot of them in Nebraska, and he had some at the end of the year. But I mean, he's a tough kid that can catch the ball, plays in the kicking game. So good versatile set of skills.
Coach, I know you made some remarks yesterday, but did you watch the video that Vince used to announce his retirement? What was your assessment?
Didn't see it.
Oh, you got to do yourself a favor. It's funny.
Bill, just a thought on the passing of Dick McPherson.
Yeah, sad day. You know, I knew Dick when he was the head coach at Syracuse, and of course a lot of the people on his staff we've had inner connections with in one way or another. Ivan, Mike Wojcik, Scott, Joel Collier, Randy, Paul Pasqualoni, Norm, George DeLeon, Matt Patricia, of course Scar worked for him here. So I knew Dick pretty well, and then in 91 and 92, those are my first 2 years in the league, and I think they were his first 2 years in the league here too, so we kind of connected and as you know, new coaches in the NFL, plus our prior relationship. Great guy, great person, really funny guy, got along well with everybody, thought he did a very good job with the Syracuse program, and certainly the coaching staff he had there was one that's pretty much all of them have gone on to the NFL or beyond and had very successful careers. When you went to see Dick at Syracuse, you had to bring in a couple dozen donuts or he wouldn't let you in. So first stop was always donuts on the way to Syracuse. If you didn't have those donuts, and he sent you back out, you had to go get them. So Dick was a great guy, and our condolences to his family. And he had a good impact on the game, good impact on this organization, both when he was here, and as I said, many of the people who are here worked with him and were learned under him. And I kind of put myself in that category as well because of my interaction with all those guys, all the coaches that I mentioned. So, yeah, Dick was a good man.
Take two more.
I wanted to ask about Derek Rivers. We've seen sort of move around a little bit. I remember, I think in college he was primarily sort of a left end. What is it about his physical ability that might allow him to move around a little bit?
Right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Derek's long. He runs well. He's athletic. He's got good quickness, good explosion. We've done that with a lot of players, especially younger players, put them in multiple positions and see how they fit best in our scheme, what different packages they might have value in or how we could use them in different roles, depending on what our needs are that particular week or in that particular grouping of people. So definitely some trial and error on our end, but Derek works hard. He's adapted well. He's tried to do everything we've asked him to do. He's making good progress. So, we'll see how it goes.
Billy, joint practices with like the Saints a lot of times, and then some other teams you've sprinkled in. This is the first time, I think, with the Jaguars. How would you say this has gone?
It's gone well. As I said, Doug is great to work with. His staff's great to work with. Their players compete hard, but we haven't had any issues. It's all about trying to get better as a football team individually and collectively as a team. It's helped us as coaches. We've picked up some things. We've tried to sharpen our coaching skills this week, going against another team, not knowing exactly what they do or how they do it, having to figure that out, having a coach on the run, having to break it down and look at it in staff meetings and so forth. I mean, all things that we'll do during the course of the year that, in all honesty, we haven't done in several months, so it's good to sharpen us up. And said Doug's been great. We've been able to get done, I think, as every minute out on the field. We've been able to work productively with each other, help each other get better, and that's what the goal is, to improve our football team. And I know we've done that, so it's been good. Okay. All right, thank you.